Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Oh, God. Uh-oh. Let's get this thing going, boys.
It's going to be a wild one today, boys.
Noisemakers.
Yep.
Surrounded by noisemakers.
Hey.
Woo! Got to take his drumsticks.
I need some coffee. Yeah.
No, you don't. No, you need a Xanax or something.
Coffee, please.
Golly. Well, anyway, we're back here in the Duck Call Room for another fun Tuesday. Look, if you're joining us this week, not on YouTube, make sure to hop over to our YouTube channel, youtube.com/Duck Call Room. That's Duck Call Room, all one word. Be sure to like, subscribe, and what else, Godwin? Hit that bell, boys.
Hit that bell.
So, look, if you're listening on the podcast apps, make sure you leave us a good rating and review. That way all of your friends can find us, and also send them over to the YouTube channel. One more time, that's youtube.com/Duck Call Room. There's going to be a special something happen over there in a couple of weeks, and you have to be a subscriber to get in on
it. That's right, to get in on it.
I don't know what the special something
me
is.
Me either. What's happening?
Me either. I just read the email that tells me what to say. So,
do you know what the special something is?
Yeah, here's the special. There's only one way to silence a cake.
What?
Now, do you know what you have to do
to silence a cake?
Yeah.
Blow out the candles.
No. You got to have a birthday and invite all your friends, and then the cake better run for the hills.
For real?
Hey, that was from a lady that wished me happy birthday, me and my wife.
Miss Lisa. It's Si's birthday.
What is that? Ashworth?
Ainsworth. I don't think we're supposed to use last names, but I think we've used hers before.
Well, hey.
She's a fan of the show.
That's right. Hey, she sent me a happy birthday card. Thank you very much, darling.
Well, happy birthday, Si.
Hey, there you go. See, there's a cake. And look, here's in here. Scared to death.
It's today, Si's birthday?
Nope, 27th.
27th.
Fields is the 24th.
Willie's is the 22nd.
He turns 75. I turn 73.
So is Missy's.
Missy's is the 22nd.
And Missy's is 22nd?
And my son Ben's is the 26th.
We got a lot of people born in April.
Yeah, we need to backtrack 40 weeks and figure out what was going on.
Hey, it may have been a pandemic.
No, it seems like, what's that, about the end of summer?
I guess, I don't know.
Yeah, end of summer.
Right before hunting.
Hey, everybody.
July 4th.
Hey, everybody celebrate.
They all ride up over hunting season starting.
Yeah, that's what it is. I don't know
what we're talking about.
Spencer. We're trying to figure out why so many people we know is born in April.
Born in April.
But there are clusters of birthdays at this office, which is kind of weird. Like, there's a bunch of them right around April.
April, mid to end of April, and then mid to August 1st of September is another wad of them.
January. March.
I was born September the 6th.
I
know what it is. It's 90 days after duck season closed.
90 days?
No, it's 60 days after duck season closed.
Well, what does that have to do with anything?
Because, hey, during duck season, they're widows. The women are widows.
But it takes longer than 60 days, Hammer.
I said January, March, April, but it's really March, April, because January 31st is when it usually closes. So it's 60 days after duck season closes.
You are aware that a human...
And everybody's celebrating.
You do realize...
Especially the women.
Human gestation is like 40 weeks, right?
I was going to say...
It's close to 9 months,
I
know
that. That's
a
big word.
Yeah, I was going to put it in layman's terms. Yeah. It takes 9 months to cook a baby there, Si.
Hey, that's it.
Hey, almost.
They say, hey,
he
one
said, that's what,
that's what
I'm
they say.
About.
There's one in the oven. It's bacon. Slowly.
It ain't bacon.
Hey.
That's for sure.
Bacon.
Bacon's good.
Bacon.
No, no.
Some of y'all's kids.
No, I'm talking about baking. Baking.
Oh,
baking.
Okay.
Not bacon.
I got confused. It sounded, yeah, they sound alike.
Hey, here we go, boys. We're going on food already. And I hadn't even had dinner yet. That's terrible. Mm.
Well, I hope you wouldn't have had dinner.
I'm going to grill up some chickens tonight.
Are you? What piece of him?
Yeah. The breast and the thighs.
Them brake pads. Yeah, I love them. Okay. Them chicken brake pads, boy, they good. Oh, yeah.
Me and Martin once cleaned and Popeyes out of chicken thighs.
Spicy chicken
thighs. We just give all the chicken thighs in these two buckets.
I had that little card. You buy you a 3-piece, you got a free 2-piece, and I said, make all 5 of them thighs and make them spicy.
All thighs. He's a thighs man.
Oh, I love a chicken thigh.
How you cooking them?
I'm with you on that.
I'm gonna grill them.
He grill them. Smoking
on the
them.
Grill.
He's grilling, boys.
Low and slow.
I like it. Yeah. So you got. You
inside just looking at each other now.
We lost y'all's mind.
About what?
Okay. It's just about everything.
What's you don't like chicken.
So hold on. What's your favorite piece of chicken? The thigh?
No.
No, you the pulley bone.
Hey, the leg.
I thought you was a pulley bone.
I'm a leg man.
Are you?
Yeah, I'm a leg man.
There ain't but 2 bites on a leg.
I know it, and they're excellent.
That thigh, he gets rolled.
He's
out.
All, so size on them landing gears.
That's it.
Johnny D, where you a thigh man? Yeah, I know that. 100%. Goblin, you a thigh man. And I'm a thigh man. There's a lot of legless.
We're
chicken.
Talking about chicken.
Well, hey,
right?
Now here's the deal, okay? You got to understand. I said leg. Well, hey, there's a thigh connected to the leg, boys.
Oh, so you after that quarter.
Right. You after that.
Hey,
you after that quarter. Yeah. That chicken quarter. That's what he's after.
Glutton.
Well, then that's more than
he
2
called
bites.
You a glutton.
No, I do eat some fried chicken, though.
There ain't nothing I love more than going to the grocery store and you go into that chicken section and you see that batch of thighs that come off of them really young chickens.
Well,
they kind of small.
Yeah.
You can almost, if you wanted to, probably bite through the bone.
Have you had any of Phil's sticky chicken?
Of course I have.
Okay. Yeah.
And his fried chicken.
That is bad to the bone.
To the bone.
Yeah.
The first time I seen him cook it, and he opened the Dutch oven, the top of it off of it, and I look, and there's about 12 pieces of garlic about that big around in the bottom of the pan with that chicken.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, God, Phil, I ain't going to be able to eat that. That stuff, that's gonna be two.
Keep them vampires
with garlic. You know, I said, that's going to be, he said, no, yeah. He said, you won't believe it. He said, you'll like it. I said, oh, I ain't going to be able to eat that. He said, oh, yeah, you'll like it. Well, hey, we get ready, and this, you know, I get me a one little piece first, you know, because I didn't think I could eat it. First one just hit nothing but the bone left.
What was that last part?
It's gone.
You just slurped it right up,
huh? No, that was just, hey, you know, and you tell me fine, so hey, the next time give me about 4 pieces.
Hey, when we worked down there, though, me and Si would fight over that pulley bone.
Kay said the first time she ate with us
at
Sir Robertson's, that I stuck a fork in her hand because she was grabbing the last piece of the chicken. She tells that story.
It's a lie, true?
But I mean, she tells it.
Oh, so she went. She went to your class of storytelling, huh?
Oh, yeah. She done told one on me, telling me I done stabbed her hand with a fork because she grabbed the last piece of chicken, which was a leg.
That sounds like something me or Goblin would do. Yeah. For sure.
Grabbing in there with my meat claws, ain't.
Yeah.
I ain't doing a fork.
Don't grab the last piece of chicken at Robertson House. You get a fork in your hand.
Yeah, my grandpa used to tell me you draw back a nub. That's what he always told me.
Draw back a nub.
Yeah,
I'm nervous. I'm going to draw back a nub just sitting at this table because he's always hitting me and making movements.
Hey, that's so wild because I just had the urge to don't pop you right then. I did. Right before he said it, I started doubling my fist up.
I sure am glad I sit by Goblin.
He was beating on that table when he come in.
I know. There's a lot more love on this side of the room than there is over there.
We got tons of love. We just throw it out.
Show it in weird ways.
Very weird ways.
Oh, Lord have mercy. But it's been a good week. Look, we coming off probably, I would suspect, here in Louisiana, our last cold front. It'd probably be last time we feel temperatures like this until November. I mean, we always get one right about now, and then that pretty well wraps it up, and then open the door to the humidity.
We don't see no storms like me and Paula went down there to Al's to see.
You wasn't here for that storm,
was
man,
rough?
Was you?
No, it was worse down there.
Was it rough?
I don't know about
it
worse,
was rough.
Now.
Boy, we was upstairs, and the wind's blowing, and all of a sudden hail started hitting it. It was down, right down from us, a mile. It was like baseball size. It was knocking the windshields and back glass and side mirrors laying on the ground.
Right.
Can you imagine traveling and tour, you know,
discount car sales.
How am I going to get home?
Discount car sales.
Hey, if you're really lucky, like old Leah, you'll end up on your favorite podcast.
Yeah. might do it.
Car breaks down. Hey, here she is, boy.
Sometimes getting stranded ain't a bad thing.
That's it.
I do notice you's a lot darker than when you went.
Yeah.
What you got against sunscreen?
We couldn't. We stayed inside. It rained the whole time. Supposed to have been an anniversary trip, you know. We's going to go to the beach and lay it. No.
You just laid there and ate?
I put shower heads on. Worked
so
on.
So you was a handyman.
Tightened up.
Boys, handyman.
This and that.
Well, you got to earn your keep.
It rained every day.
Yeah.
It was sunshining when we drove down there, and it was sunshining when we drove home.
That tells you all you need to know about the beach right there. Best times about the beach are going and coming.
What's that?
That's it. While you're there, it's misery.
No, misery.
Yeah,
we just sit inside.
Especially if you didn't haul your boat.
We did get the old Chef Chris. He cooked us up a fine dinner Saturday night.
What did he cook?
Scallops and smoked oysters and them, I forget what they call them, the deep water shrimp that tastes like lobster, the red something. Royal reds or something.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And we had some sheep heads and he had. Some kind of sauce on, kind of like etouffee on top of it.
Yeah, cream sauce on it.
Yeah, with crawfish.
Like an achafalaya sauce or something.
Yeah, and seared.
What was you talking about, a big red like a lobster?
Them royal red shrimp, them deep cold water shrimp. I think a lot of people, we call them shrimp. I think most people refer to them as prawns when they get to that size.
They're not real big. They're just a little bigger than what you see here. But, man, them suckers tasted good.
Was it? Old Chris can throw down, though.
He can.
Chris, he can throw down. He did the food
at
our
time.
Wedding. So, yeah.
Yeah,
Yeah, he had that prime rib over there.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's good.
And the seared tuna.
Well.
I'm getting hungry.
Yeah,
I didn't eat lunch. I was at Willie's.
Y'all ready to go? We're going to go grab lunch. We'll be right back after our first break. We'll be right back after lunch if we're a little sleepy. So. Okay. And we're back. Now we are.
My weekend lasts.
You never know. During break, Si talks like.
He just keeps going.
This show never stops, when we're on break. So I never know when we're going, when we're not.
Last weekend was an excellent weekend for me and BK. Because we went bass fishing and she stepped me.
Oh, yeah.
We got right down to it. But we did catch, okay? Between us, we caught 10 fish, 5.5 pound average, boys. 50 pounds. That would have won the Bass Masters this weekend. Si, what are you sitting over so depressed?
Were you here Tuesday?
Thursday.
For the Thursday episode?
Have we said something about that?
Have we said it? We showed the pictures we did.
Well, see, I ain't paying attention to what you boys were doing.
You were the one telling the story.
Hey. Uh-oh. That's bad. That's bad because I don't remember telling.
Remember I pulled up the picture?
I apologize for that.
Do you remember when I pulled up the picture of you and BK and you're holding the little dainty fish and
we talked about it before.
He got that COVID brain, son.
COVID brain, son.
He got that COVID brain. Golly, it's eating away at the short-term memory.
Sorry about that, folks.
No, you're fine. Hey.
No, it ain't.
They probably won't ever hear it. Well,
the old age is you don't remember everything. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Old age is creeping in, boys.
The world's greatest storyteller is starting to not remember things.
At least he's got good story. I don't mind listening to most of Si's story twice.
No, actually, I think they're getting better. It's like there's details that are changing that are way better.
I'm super curious to run back old Eagle the Pigeon. I could sit here and be happy with that.
That's Al's favorite one.
I agree.
Eagle the Pigeon.
I concur with Eagle
the Pigeon.
That is funny. Si just went straight. Well, you weren't here, so maybe he was just trying to tell Gava. Maybe, yeah. maybe.
Well,
my
no,
bad.
Hey, it was such a great.
I got the pictures.
Look, it was such a great weekend.
As it was
crying out loud.
Hey, sometimes you have such a good weekend, you've got to tell about it twice.
Just run it back, boy. Hey,
yeah. You don't remember who you tell.
Hey, look, anytime you catch 50 pounds of bass.
Thank you.
On one outing. Hey, that would have won the Bassmasters. Me and BK would have cleaned up 300 grand. Spent two ways, 150 a piece.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Before taxes.
Before taxes.
Yeah.
It is tax time, too. Ooh.
Why did we just go so negative on
this? I don't know. I
thought this was a positive, non-political.
I happen to.
Well, when you say
you're talking about taxes? Ugh.
Taxes. Yeah. Are taxes political? I mean, I guess a tax increase is political, but you got to pay them. I mean, what else are you going to do? Not pay them? I ain't going to jail.
Go directly to jail. Do not collect $200.
Yeah. In fact, pay
$200. Pay $200. And
that's
then,
what y'all should have done when he's locked in the beach was play Monopoly, man.
That's it.
I got Monopoly Junior now.
Do you?
All
is that the fast one?
Yeah, it's $1 bills only.
Yeah.
And...
Man, I love my.
I'm the two-time reigning champ.
Well, I would hope so. You're
two-time. Well,
you're playing a 7-4 and 2-year-old. I mean,
it was a joke.
And your majors was finance. So.
I'm just teaching them about it. Teaching them about
taxes.
I did feel bad the first time we played. Carter did not. He'd never bought anything. Like he couldn't.
He's saving his money.
No, he never landed on it. Like we played a whole game. I was like, sorry, bud. Get out of here.
But I'll sell it to you.
It's a life lesson.
Hey, put it in the bank, son. Just save it. Make an interest.
Monopoly goes too long.
If you play it right, it does. Yeah.
Well, it's boring.
When it gets down to people, when bankruptcy gets on the line, it gets fun.
Well, it gets fun.
You see people's true colors then. Yeah.
What's your favorite board game?
What game? Well,
You were around when all the board games were made. So which one do you like?
Chess.
Back in the 1900s.
I like chess. Okay.
Me too.
Chess.
But chess is real complicated. So, you know, back it up one. Let's go
not
to checkers,
but chess.
Let's go to checkers.
Oh,
okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Let's go to checkers because, hey, chess, that can get long. Especially when it's a grudge match and you're sitting there forever talking about, hey, it's been your move for an hour. Are you going to move?
And this is in chess?
And it's in chess, yes. When you play
somebody. I thought you had a time limit. They have him.
No, ain't no time limit. Well, that's for the circuit. Okay.
That's Bobby Fischer and them boys.
Yeah. Because they got to have a time limit, or either they'll be sitting there, like I said, talking about, hey, it's your move. It's been your move for an hour.
Who are you playing chess with that it takes an hour?
Well that's when he takes his nap.
Stop. Stop. Man, quit putting a T on the end of it like side and spell it right. Chess. Come on.
Playing chess.
So you like checkers?
He's a checkers man.
You like you eat a lot of Cracker Barrel, don't you?
No.
Oh, that little.
I ate there every
the little
then.
Golf tee game. That's a good one.
Well, they have the checkers.
Oh, yeah, they do too.
No, that is a good one. With the golf tees?
Are you just
most people can't figure it out.
Are you just plain dumb? Are you an ignoramus? Or are you pretty smart?
No, I'm pretty smart.
He's pretty smart,
I know how to beat it.
I'm a smart fella.
Yeah.
Every time.
Somebody bought it for me that one time, and I memorized
It's a trick to everything, boys.
My dad took my sister to Cracker Barrel every Thursday morning, and she showed me how to beat it.
That's right.
They finally figured it out.
A trick to it.
About fourth grade, my sister was like, bop, 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 done. Because every Thursday morning till you're 10, figure that out. Yeah.
But she ought to just take people there and hustle them.
Right.
I bet I can beat this. Yeah. And,
I've done it before.
Yeah.
I went to Waffle House on Tuesdays, though. There's no game
they
at
don't
Waffle
have,
House.
She went to Cracker Barrel on Thursday. He went to Waffle House Tuesday.
Yeah. That's what our dad did with us.
The game at Waffle House is, will anything of mine stick to this booth?
Yes. The answer is always yes.
In the words of one of our former coworkers, it's open 24/7. They never got time to clean that place.
He would not eat there because he said they couldn't possibly clean it because it was open all the time. I said, I think they just clean it in between.
And by the way,
is that Fat Boy you're talking about?
Wow, you call everybody Fat Boy.
No, hey, I'm talking about the boss.
No. He'll eat Waffle House.
No, this is your nephew.
Your nephew, John Gimbo.
John Gimbo.
Yeah.
Okay.
Who owns a restaurant that's very clean.
Yeah, but he's no longer fat.
That's right.
Yeah, that's he done slim down, boy.
Hey, yeah, he's a former.
Yeah.
Hey, former fat boy.
Hey, former fat boy.
Hey, and by the way, I don't want anybody to hear me saying stuff about sticking to the booth at Waffle House thinking that that means I don't like it. I love Waffle House.
We actually had this discussion. Yeah.
Love it.
How many times have you and I combined Waffle House experiences in our life?
I don't know. But
well over a thousand.
For well over a year, I ate breakfast there
every
morning with the same three old men. Sure did.
That's amazing.
Ask y'all. I come in every day with my Waffle House cup. Every day.
Waffle House is good food.
Guaranteed it is.
Okay.
Anything cooked on a griddle is good.
I love hash browns.
Me
too. Covered.
And the bacon BLT, boys. Hey.
So.
Yeah, scattered, smothered, covered. That's my order.
You like the onions?
Onions.
I like that sucker covered and chunked.
That's tomatoes, isn't it?
No, that's ham.
Ham.
Put that ham.
I'm not a big ham.
That'd be more my style.
Yeah, buddy.
Oh, we talking about Godwin's more, but
we talking about
famous
now, boys.
No, you got to stay away from Burt's chili.
Yeah.
No, you can't go down that bag. No, Burt's chili. There's two things I ain't ever had at the Waffle House. Burt's chili and the T-bone.
I've had the T-bone. Not bad.
Really?
Surprisingly good for a Waffle House T-bone steak.
Well, what's wrong with Burt's chili?
I don't know. It just it's Burt, man. I don't know who Burt is.
You don't even know who he is.
I don't even know who Burt is.
I don't eat Wendy's chili either.
Yeah, no.
I may have to go in there the next day or two and see. But, you know, Burt, hey, what about your chili, son?
I'd recommend
we're discussing it the other day. Let's have a little bit of it.
I'd recommend a Zantac size of a hockey puck before you go down that road.
Okay. Hey, in other words, Burt's chili.
It looks like it could give a little mild case of heartburn. I'm
does
Burt
make it or Ernie?
I would suspect if Ernie made it, it'd be Ernie's chili.
That's right.
We're I don't think Bert. It's like well,
Bert,
a Sesame
Bert
Street.
Bert may be taking all the credit.
Hey, he could
Ernie,
be.
Ernie may be taking the credit board on Burt's chili.
I don't ever remember which one I like more, Burt or Ernie. I can't remember which one's which.
I think Burt's the long-faced fella.
Is he?
And Ernie is the orange circle-faced fella with the red nose.
Oh, I'm an Ernie man then.
He's Ernie man.
Yeah. Because I ain't got a long face.
Waffle House and Sesame Street. Didn't think we were going here, gang.
Hey, are you noticing a trend? We say that every week.
Hey, what about Big Bird?
Whack him.
Whack him and stack him, boy. And then grill him.
I bet that sucker's got a thigh on him.
Oh, what are you talking about? Guaranteed.
Oh, man.
What kind of bird is Big Bird?
Yellow.
A yellow canary.
A canary?
He's a canary.
Well, he does talk and sing.
Hey, he does. He's a yellow canary.
Hey, I'm going with the old man on this one.
He can dance, too.
Big Bird is.
And he can dance also.
8'2".
Hey.
Eight foot
bird that imitates.
They told you it was
Fred
big.
Fred Astaire. What did they say it is?
Doesn't say.
Just say Big Bird?
He's just 8'2", and he
he's 8 foot
lives
two.
In a large nest beside Oscar's trash can.
That's right, beside Oscar's trash can.
And you got Oscar sitting beside
Cookie, him. Cookie.
No, that's a Cookie Monster.
I'm the Cookie Monster.
I got it.
He got it.
Bigfoot. Oh, not Bigfoot. Big Bird is a character on the children's television show Sesame Street, officially performed by Carol Spinney from 1969 to 2018. He is an 8'2" tall, bright yellow anthropomorphic.
That's what I said.
That means you're giving a bird human traits.
Canary.
Canary.
Yeah.
Told you.
But I knew you'd know what anthropomorphic meant.
Yeah, that means giving an animal human traits.
Hey.
So,
I told you it's a canary.
Look at there. The
old
man was right.
The old man was right for once.
He didn't even need Google.
Oscar the Grouch got it right.
Well, they should have called him Larry.
Oscar the Grouch. What is he?
I thought the guy that lived in the trash can was the Cookie Monster.
No, he's Oscar.
No,
Oscar
the Grouch.
I thought Oscar was the Cookie Monster.
No, the Cookie Monster's happy, and the Grouch is mad because he lives in a trash can.
Yeah. How could you be
happy? Hey, tell him to get out of the trash can where he can lighten up a little bit.
Get up and down. Go down the road.
Road somewhere.
Yeah.
Sleep under a bridge instead of the trash can.
We're going to get this segment out of the trash can and take a break real quick. Let's get out. Let's
get
take
a job,
break.
Oscar.
Get out of the trash
get
can.
Get out of the trash can, Oscar.
And we're back. Look, Si, this weekend, shocker, we get to celebrate you.
Hey.
And not only you, but Miss Christine as well.
That's right.
Wait, was this a surprise party?
I didn't even think.
Yeah, it said don't. No, I'm kidding.
Oh, my goodness.
No, it's not a surprise party.
No, it ain't a surprise.
I got legitimately nervous for a second.
I've been married to that woman for 50 years.
You've never seen
a surprise. Ain't nothing surprising anymore, son.
Yeah. You haven't seen the invitation?
No, I haven't seen it.
Oh, the cartoon you is fantastic.
Oh, no, 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 look.
I don't know who drew that, but it's great.
Phil's,
you can see it from a distance, people.
Hey, Philip McMillan is the one that's been doing all this.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and he would come to the house and say, let me tell you what we're doing. I said, Philip, I don't care what we're doing. Don't tell me nothing about it.
But it's 50 years.
50 years, man. We got to.
No, we just talked about that the other night, me and my wife. We looked at each other. We met in the hallways, past for doing something. And all we did was look at each other and busted out laughing. And then we both said, it's been 50 years.
Oh.
She said, I know. I robbed the cradle. You was only 22 when we married.
And you were wearing that cool jacket with the dragon.
That's
on the
right. With a black jacket with a bright, bright red fire-breathing dragon. I wish I had it. Okay. I don't know. That's what irritates me. I don't know what happened to it. I guess I outgrew it.
Well, it was 50 years ago.
You probably lost it in Vietnam.
No, I had it when I come back.
Oh. You were still wearing it.
Hey, no, I was because, hey, that's how we met. I'm hitchhiking, going to the club, okay? And her friend and a guy that was in the Army with me stopped and picked me up. He said, I know that guy. Stop, pick him up.
Pick him up?
Yeah, yeah. So, hey, that's how we met.
Worked on Dumb and Dumber.
Hey,
what was your line to her? What'd you say to her?
All this happened. Me and that woman getting married, all this happened because of a home-cooked meal. And look, and I had to cook the stupid meal.
What'd you cook? She said.
I cooked rice and pinto beans and, you know, we had salad and tomatoes, you know.
You just cooked a bunch of sides?
And that's what got
us. Oh, yeah.
So your lower bowels just...
I actually cook good food, son.
I believe that.
Let me tell you what ain't good, your Vietnam special. I done had that.
Oh, you talking about the napalm? Well, you ain't supposed to eat that, son. That's from blowing up stuff.
Well, that was good.
No wonder you had
it. Blowed him up, all right.
It blowed up that RV when we was in.
It blowed up that bathroom. That's what it blowed up.
That is what it is.
I'm glad I missed out on that one.
But you were smart. I was worried about that Vietnam special when you pulled that spam out. But when that spam went to the skillet, I said, oh, he know where he at.
That's it, boy.
Fried spam.
Hey, spam is actually good.
Of course it is.
If you know what to do with it.
As long as you fry it.
My mama sent that to me in a care package when I was in Nam. Bunch of spam, about 4 jars of jalapeno peppers, my cowboy boots, and what else was there?
Your tea glass.
And my tea glass.
there's one very important.
Hey, I've left them stupid things all over the world.
Yep.
Tea glasses?
Yeah. Because we had, you know, mama, look, this was by invitation only back in the day. You couldn't buy Tupperware.
Oh, it was a for show party back then.
Yeah. What? Hey, you had to have an invitation just like you had to have an invitation to come to my 50th wedding anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
I got it.
I've been married to that redhead for 50 years.
50.
That's pretty old.
50 years. We sit there the other night and talking about, I said,
that deserves a, hey, you know what?
I asked my wife, I said, did it seem like a long time? She said, it seemed like yesterday. And I said, yeah, I was thinking the same thing. And I said, can you believe, we got old.
50 years.
Tell me, well, hey, honey, it's been 50 years since I married you. Yeah, we got old. Yeah, you gave me 2 children.
That's
which they're miracle babies.
Yep, they wasn't supposed to happen.
Oh, no, they wasn't supposed to happen. Now I've got 8 grandsons. Yeah, it's pretty good.
Pretty solid.
The Almighty, hey, that's a plug for the Almighty right there, okay? All the doctors had told my wife, you'll never have a child of your own. And I told her, that's why it took me about 14 hours to convince her to marry me. Because she said, nope, I've seen you with children, you love them too much, and I'm not going to marry you because I can't give you one of your own. And I said, hey, you don't understand, I know somebody. Yeah. And she said, what do you mean? I said, I know somebody. I got the inside track. Okay. If we're meant to have children, we'll have children.
So I've been beating the odds his whole life.
That's it.
Congratulations.
My 2 children, daughter and son, and then my 8 grandsons are miracle babies from the Almighty. And the God's word tells you that. A man's whose quiver is full, and that's children, okay, is blessed, and I'm blessed.
What about a man that ain't got no quiver?
Well, hey, look, he wasn't meant to have children.
Yeah, I like that.
Because not everybody is. That's just like marriage. Not everybody's
cut out for it.
Cut out for it.
Yeah, 50 years. That's impressive.
Hey, that's a give and take situation all the time.
Yeah.
You know, hey. You gotta roll with the punches, boys.
Well, it's one of them deals you always hear 50-50. I found out early on it ain't 50-50.
No.
It's a hondo and a hondo. Because if you go into it 50-50, there's going to be problems arise. You both got to give it your all to make that mess work.
No, it ain't that. It's zero and a hondo. You get zero, she's going to get the hondo.
Oh.
It's like old Jerry Reed said, she got the gold mine and I got the shaft.
He made it 50 years.
Well, no.
Hey, I'm listening to this.
Look, if I had to do over, I wouldn't change one thing.
Not change nothing.
Except giving that jacket away.
Except I would have kept my darn jacket with the big old fire-breathing dragon because I did look bad in it, I'm telling you.
I got an idea for his birthday present now.
Yep.
What size jacket are you? Do you know?
No, he's
large.
Oh, okay.
That's what I wear in shirt. So
that
hey,
with the jacket. Old belly or the knee belly?
Well, hey, forget the belly. Ooh. The jacket fits the shoulders.
Oh, pot kettle, pot kettle.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, it's okay. I just caught that pot kettle, pot kettle,
pot kettle, pot kettle.
Oh, I just know
little,
the feet.
Little belly to big belly.
With the belly. Yeah, my feet's with the belly.
Yawa was just making sure you were aware you have to adjust for that.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah, oh no, yeah. It ain't no button anymore. Okay, yeah, this is just put on as a little, you know,
just like
a,
I'm not in my
like a bathrobe
figure anymore.
Yeah,
you ain't in your Vietnam figure no more.
Oh my goodness gracious!
I don't. I'm looking on eBay for
what are you looking
for jackets.
Maybe the first word you Google should be tacky.
What are you wearing? Khaki.
No. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, there it is.
There you go.
There it is. There's the show.
Keep him in the dark. Keep him in the dark.
I couldn't help it. Okay.
Yeah, I don't think they sell that anymore, Martin.
Oh, it's going to have to be custom. It's going to have to be custom.
Have to call somebody.
You may have to go to like the Bruce Lee fan shop or something.
Hey, what do you do when you find it? Hey, all you got to do is put it on a skinny guy and then put a basketball in where his belly should be and then make it where the button. And it'll work.
That's right. That's
it. It'll work, boys. Hey. Hey, this is a pretty good jacket, JD. Like whoa! That's close, except it ain't red.
I'm on shop.brucelee.com.
Yes! Hey, I told you,
that's him, but he's red, boys, and breathing fire.
Yeah. Whoa, that's a lot of numbers.
Hey.
Yeah, it's Bruce Lee ain't cheap, man. He's been whooping
that's
people
right,
all
baby. Bruce Lee never has been cheap, boys.
He's selling expensive jackets.
How much is he?
$115.50.
Oh, that's 60 from each of us. I'm in.
Mine had a bigger tail, though.
Are you
his dragon?
Oh, yeah, he had a bigger tail.
I just have a really serious question.
Yeah.
Would you wear that?
Yeah, I'd wear it.
That's what are you talking about?
Order. Hey, make sure the dragon's red. And breathing fire.
Did you doubt it?
All they can do it. Tell them, hey, make him red him breathe fire.
Who's them?
Whoever it's Bruce Lee's people.
Yeah, call Bruce.
Hey,
yeah.
Call Bruce, boys. Hey, you can work it out.
Bruce Lee's people.
That's right. Hey, have his people call my people.
I guess we can screenshot it and put it out there on the gram. Can anybody make this for me with a red dragon?
That's right. Red
breathing
dragon.
Fire.
Here's
breathing fire. Boys.
Our listeners, just wait till the end of this podcast. They will send us someone. Find us a jacket.
Look.
With a red fire-breathing dragon.
And not on that, and it was like silk. Okay, the fabric.
Is that one?
No, I'm serious. It was like silk.
No, I'm asking.
No. That's pretty good.
No, that's a red jacket with a gold dragon. It looks silky.
Yeah.
Silky smooth.
Hey, I'm telling you, it felt like silk. No, they ain't got it, JD.
That's what they like over
there. I'm going to leave this segment with one question. Where did you buy this jacket?
Oh, that's
in Nome.
Oh, you bought it.
Yeah, I bought it in Nome.
That's making sense now.
Yeah,
That's the coolest thing I've ever heard in my life.
That's awesome.
No, 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 because hey, that's what makes me mad about losing it.
Yeah.
Now,
the whole story just not
you
really.
You didn't bury it in your yard with them dogs,
no.
Did you?
No, hey. Oh. I wouldn't have buried that.
Oh, okay. I
should that me and that jacket had a love affair, okay? Trust me. Because I did. I was bad to bone.
And you wore it when you met Christine.
Oh, what are you talking about?
Ain't no chance we can get it by Saturday either.
I don't think shipping from Vietnam goes that
way. Look here. That was my bad to the bone dancing jacket.
Oh. Okay. You could dance?
Oh, yeah. I used to be a player.
I can dance if I
want to. I used to be a player back in the day.
Well, I'm just looking at your feet kicked out like a duck right there, and it makes me question it.
Oh, yeah.
No, I'm talking about your feet, huh?
Hey, oh, no.
They kicked out there like a duck.
Yeah. He got his toes
got too
turned
much
out.
Got too much sugar.
All right. Well, let's take another break.
We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
We're going to get on your fan mail next because we've got a lot to catch up on.
I'm going to keep shopping.
We're going to start the fan segment a little early this week. We're going to start with the gifts.
Oh, my goodness. How many gifts? I mean,
we got a bunch.
Mailbox is rolling.
Oh, yeah.
It's fun.
I got some barbecue sauce.
You got barbecue sauce?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
You ain't got none of it? They shipped a case of it up
there. I hadn't seen it.
Is it any good?
Too late.
I ain't tried it yet.
I'm going to try it tonight.
There you go.
I'm putting some chicken on the barbecue.
Let us know. On the barbecue.
Boss.
I got some more Reese eggs.
Oh, yeah, we got that in. That was awesome. Yeah. Who sent that? I don't remember.
I'd have to look at my phone. He sent me a message on Instagram.
Thank you, Mr. Instagram.
Yeah, for the trade for the eggs, he wanted Si to sign a book.
Oh, yeah, we need to sign a book.
So I need you to sign a book.
I'll do it
before you leave.
But, yeah, so, I mean, there's all –
I need you to sign a check.
You
sign a check for me?
No.
You got a box full of goodies, Johnny D. Where are we starting here?
I feel like I'm making a mistake here, but
we're starting with that one?
We're going to start
here. Break it out and see what we got.
Dear Si, I enjoy the show very much and thought you might enjoy these. We met once before when I was baptized by Phil at your church. That's awesome. And love the show and all of you from William.
Uh-oh.
And William has sent in...
Bells. Uh-oh. My wife is going to love him for it. I'm being sarcastic.
No. Yeah. Take him home. Say happy anniversary.
Take him home. They leave
in
you.
Case you're one... Not,
oh.
Uh-oh. This is broke, boys. No.
It wasn't broke yesterday.
Mm-mm.
What happened here,
like
boys?
A bull in a china cabinet.
There ain't no screw in it, boys.
What happened to the...
Hey, I didn't do it.
Yeah, you did. You got it.
All right, William, I have a feeling it's going to get weird in here with these bells. Oh, boy.
That one's got a smiley face on it. That's legit.
Well, bellhop. Get the luggage.
Can I give the smiley face one to Wheeler?
I don't care. Huh?
I want to give the smiley face one to Wheeler.
To who, Jacob Wheeler?
Yeah.
Jacob Wheeler?
You know, because he catches him big and he goes ding and hits a bell. That's a funny bell.
He had one on the ice chest.
I like it. Every time BK starts to catch one.
Ding?
Yeah.
That's all you got to say.
You know how to bell
I think
that?
I fixed it.
I love it. See, let's see.
Uh-oh.
Let's see.
Uh-oh.
I did not fix it.
You're going to have to give it to Godwin. He's a parts. Godwin's a parts changer.
I'm a parts changer. Right. Give it to me.
Give it to him. You take it over. You'll lose it.
I'll build it.
You'll lose
it. I'm walking over there.
Okay,
walking.
Over.
We're walking.
Walking in front of the camera. Walking.
Oh, this bell.
That's not annoying at all.
No, that ain't annoying.
That's like giving your kids a toy in church.
Yeah.
Are you going to be able to not hit that?
No. Bellhop. Come get the luggage.
Is it broke?
Hold it. I can't do
Where's
it.
Where's the other piece?
We need the wringer.
Right there.
Right. Oh. That's beyond my control.
We got a bell, gang.
I got a
bell. Hey, flip that other one over. Show it
to
us real quick.
I need the spring.
It ain't a spring.
I ain't a spring.
Ain't no spring.
Look, guys.
I had it right.
That?
It just fell.
The triangle's down.
Triangle's down. It punches. Oh, I see it. It hits the little flat part and hits the triangle out towards the bell. Ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, I got it.
We got it. Oh, I gave it back to Si. It's not going to stop. It's going to be our shortest watch.
He's not
going to
stop,
boy.
Oh, I like that.
You like what?
Oh. I like the little face on it.
Oh. All
right. While he's fixing that one.
Testing. Okay, fire the hole.
Uh-oh, it
oh,
it works, boy.
Boy.
All right, let's see. All right,
we're back. All right, a fan named Daniel, he asked a question about Si and snakes. Si, are you still scared of them?
Yes, very much so.
He said, thank you for asking.
I will kill you.
Thanks for asking his question on the podcast, Daniel. Thanks
Turn
for sending it in. And from one veteran to another veteran, thank you for your service.
That's awesome right there.
He sent us a flag of the United States Marine Corps. And as always, we are super
awesome.
Appreciative of that. Our veterans, our Marines, our Army. So we're going to put that up there in our flag collection. We're building one back there. We'll hold it here for now.
That's the devil dogs there.
Devil dogs?
You don't want to mess with no Marines.
Do not mess with the devil dogs, boys.
Semper Fi.
Here's my favorite one
bite
that we
received.
Yeah, wait till y'all see this.
My boy Lee Ray is concerned about my health.
Ah.
And he said this is to protect me from getting pistol whipped.
There you go. Put it on. All right.
Now turn around here.
Now.
Hold on. Let me put my headphones on. Can't feel a thing.
Can't feel a thing.
Hit him harder.
Oh, I can make you feel it, buddy.
Get that stick.
I'm solid. I'm just glad Stone's not here.
He has a
because he can hurt me.
Hey, Stone,
attack.
Stone, hey. Next time Stone here, you just
what else we got in the mailbag?
Stone's gonna whoop you the next time you put that on.
Stone ain't touching me.
Oh, yeah, he's fixing to beat you
up. Can y'all understand me?
Yeah.
I can't even hear myself. I can't talk with this thing on.
He
got that upside down.
Take it off. He can't stand it.
Oh, by the way, yeah. So
I didn't want to get punched.
For those of you that can't see, I'm thinking of YouTube here. Johnny D put on boxing headgear. That's what he was putting on.
It's a nice one, too. Lee Ray did.
Yeah.
He spilled. Spared no expense.
Yeah, it is top of the line.
Yeah.
Put it on.
I ain't going to put it on.
I'm no pro at it, but.
Hey, I ain't going to put it on.
Well, that's because nobody's going to hit you. They're going to hit me.
Oh, that hit me?
You're going to pistol. People are concerned.
Hey, look, that's a target. If you put that on, that's a target, JD.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody's
going to
hit you. If you put it don't make it ever. Who put it on? Bam, bam. Oh,
somebody's
going to
hit me. Also, I got a package in from the Morley family. I mentioned in passing, I think.
The Morley?
The Morley family.
Okay.
That my daughter now is allergic to peanuts, and they've had some problems with that. She sent me like a book, some advice. So that's just, our fans are, we're forming like a little family here, Martin.
Well, that's nice. That was very nice.
It was very kind of her.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
Morley
really
family,
was.
We appreciate it. And then, you know, the last gift. Wasn't from a fan. Willie sent me body wash. I don't know if you listened.
Willie said B.O.
a few weeks
take
ago,
a bath.
He sent me Wild Willie's Cool Body Cleanse for men.
He ain't got off of it yet.
And Wild Willie's Wild Body Wash for men.
The Wild Body Wash and the Cool Body Wash.
They're invigorating. Is what it says.
Invigorating.
Invigorating.
It does smell good, though, Martin.
Well, try
do
it
you
out.
Want a bottle?
Mm-mm.
Try it out, Jenny.
Do you want a bottle?
I think
no.
you need
so,
all
So, yeah.
The,
hey, look, boss. Appreciate
it's for you.
Why? Why is it for me, huh?
I think you need all the help you can get.
Willie said you stink.
From what I heard.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm that just going exactly.
It was one time.
Hey.
Maybe two.
Allegedly.
Hey.
Yeah, so that is, I think that's all the stuff we got in the mail today.
Perfect.
This week, including. The birthday card, and I'm sure the mail will go crazy next week with Si's birthday coming up.
You know what you need to send, Willie?
What do I need to send? I'm very curious.
An invoice.
Big giant thing they used on Ghostbusters, the big giant marshmallow. That's what you need to send, Willie, is a giant marshmallow man. And say, hey, lose some weight, fat boy. Well,
like
hey, he's
that.
Always getting in your case about stinking like a hog. I get all over him, son.
You stink like a hog. Here,
that's
here's
what
a mushroom.
Friends are for. Me and Willie are like
oh,
best
no,
buds.
Hey, he's done turned the dog loose, JD.
Oh,
go ahead and put yours out. Sick him, boys.
I thought that was hilarious,
though.
Now I have, hey, I just saved like $8 on soap.
Well, look, let's take our last break. We'll come back and we'll get in the.
We got some emails.
Hello at duckcallroom.com.
Don't go nowhere, folks.
What he said.
That's right.
Oh, okay. Anyway.
Hello at duckcallroom.com.
That's it. Hello at duckcallroom.com for the emails. Johnny D, what we got?
Oh, Godwin, we got a bunch of questions for you about cold water. A, Sterling asked from Sacktown, California, what would it take for you to do the cryotherapy thing where you get in the freezer, basically?
What is that?
I was just fixing to ask the same question.
Martin, you might be better explaining it than me.
So
is that what it is? Cryothermic?
Cryotherapy.
Yeah, cryotherapy. So you get in like a cold chamber, super cold. They generally
will
give you
-40 degrees.
They'll give you stuff to protect your fingers and your toes a lot of times.
Why are we doing this?
For muscle recuperation.
There we go. See, I knew Martin
would. So you freeze your body to recuperate your muscles?
Yeah. I mean, they've been doing
it. You know what I think about the doctors that come up with this?
He's a duck, boys.
He's quack, a duck. Quack, quack.
Well, here's what I'm saying. Everybody's using it now.
If you
all the athletes.
That bell one more time,
so
I'm gonna knock
40,
you out.
40 below zero,
something like that. It's cold. Yeah. Just walk in there, basically.
So you got socks on and gloves on,
and nothing but a smile.
I think you should do it.
For how long you got to be in there?
I don't know. I don't think it's very long.
And how much money they going to give me?
They're asking you what it would take.
Yeah, well, they're...
Oh, that's what they was asking.
They want to know what would it take to get you
now
in there.
Now we're getting down to the nitty-gritty.
What would it take?
Yeah. For you to freeze.
$150,000. For 2 minutes.
For 2 minutes? Oh, you'd do it for $150,000 for 2 minutes?
I'll do it for $150 for 2 minutes.
No,
I'll do it for a 20.
I ain't doing it.
Lunch for two.
I wouldn't do it for a penny.
No, you don't like being cold.
I don't like being
cold. Cold air is not as bad as cold water.
So how much for you to take an ice bath then, like we used to have to do after a football game?
In cold water.
No, I wouldn't do that.
With ice.
All right, speaking of cold water, Jason emailed in, are you against drinking cold water?
No.
So you'll drink cold water, you just don't want it touching you.
Well, here's one for you. Miss Paula, she don't like the air conditioner on at night. She gets cold. But she'll get in 50-degree water and wade around in it and catch them trout. Now, that don't make no sense to me either.
Don't like the air conditioning on at night?
Nah. She gets cold.
Well, you need to slide over her, big fella.
So,
well, we cuddle she's sending
you a message.
Now, she wears... She puts on thick nightgowns and everything else at night.
My wife is the exact opposite. At night, she'll go in there and want to turn it down to 62 and then put 7 blankets on the bed because she wants to be cuddled up in a blanket.
Oh, no.
I don't get it.
No, I do.
Do you?
Yeah, I do.
You like a blanket?
Oh, no. Because that's what it is, okay?
I like the blanket. No.
There's nothing better than getting in a bed that's got like 7 quilts on it. With air conditioner turned down. Because once you slide in, the weight of the covers on you, you can't even move.
Yep. So size on that weighted blanket bag.
Right. Okay. I bought Allison a weighted blanket.
That's right.
It's
a hurricane couldn't pull it
it's
off
the
of
the
you.
Weighted blanket, that's the deal.
That's right.
Where was this guy going with that?
He's just curious. Everybody's curious about you and cold water.
I just don't like cold water on my belly. It locks up.
What about on your ankles and your feet?
I can go that.
He locks up?
It's just when it hits my belly, my back just my muscles I don't know what it does, but it hurts. I know that.
He's got an isophobia.
So would you go fly fishing in the cold water? Will from Arlington, Virginia asked us our opinion.
With waders on.
On fly fishing. See, I go fly fishing with Willie every year in Montana, and I just do it in a swimsuit. And it's
cold.
It's cold.
Yeah.
But it feels good.
Did y'all catch anything? Where'd y'all go? Snake River?
It's on my legs.
Bighorn.
Yeah, I mean, legs. It's just when it's something about it. I don't know.
It's
just
a fun
It's something when it gets around that waistline.
My muscles it locks me up.
So you ain't fly fish.
It hurts. Y'all wear waders.
Fishing's okay in waders. But what is our opinion on fly fishing while we're there? I love it.
Hey, it's fun. Spinning rod's way better.
Now, you got to be a little more talented.
Yeah.
You can fly fish.
No, it's not talent. It's about efficiency.
Yeah.
Well, if you're going to catch them, you got to be talented.
If you want to be efficient.
Under a bobber.
A spinning rod.
Flick it up there.
Every time.
Well, I'm just saying, it takes more talent to fly
spinning
fish.
And I'm going to be honest, too.
It takes more practice.
Fly fishing is more just for funsies because you ain't eating.
Well, and you ain't gonna fly fish nothing around here.
And we can't.
Do bluegills.
Well, you can for like a month out of the year. Everywhere else you can fly fish all year long because the water's a foot deep.
Yeah.
down here, yeah. The water's a foot deep, get 97 degrees during the middle of summer. Don't let them live up there. It's
ain't nothing going to be there.
Yeah.
So that's there's our opinion on fly fishing.
Oh, I do it.
It's
I mean, fun. We just can't do it here. And I'll do it again.
It's slow.
It just ain't something we do.
It's too slow.
It's made for cooler climates.
Yeah, and it's
very active.
It's too slow. Yeah, it's too slow.
Yeah.
So what's the next?
Because when you're fly fishing, I'll catch 10 fish. I catch 20 fish. You're ever one.
Yep. Efficiency.
All right. So my man Chase, he's 13 years old. He's seen every episode of Duck Dynasty and the Duck Call Room, and he needs something to live up to. So he's got some goals to set, and he wants to know the biggest crappie we've ever caught and the biggest deer we've ever killed.
My biggest crappie is 354, which is 3 pounds and 9 ounces.
Good.
And that's a good one.
All right. Well, I'm done. Not going to tell mine.
That's a good one.
Galvin, you remember the 3 pound club?
Nope. Not yet. I'm 287.
I caught a 4 pounder, but it's not verifiable.
Turtle ate it.
Nope. That's it. Hey,
how's it not verifiable?
Because I didn't weigh him. But hey, look, I had one the day before that I measured. The one the day before was 17 and 3/4 inches long. So if we had a tape measure, you could pull that out. Look,
that's about 2 1/4.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, the one I caught the next day, I didn't have my tape measure on me. He would have ate that first one that I caught the day before. So hey, he was 4 pounds. Trust me.
4 pounds.
Where'd you get
And out of a pond on a golf course. Okay, look.
Actually, here's the deal.
We're always fertilizing the greens. The pond is right beside the green. It's running off the fertilizer makes them things grow bigger.
Yeah, lots of algae, lots of bait fish.
Oh, yeah, and a lot of fish.
Plenty to eat.
And, hey, the guy that was watching me catch him thought I had a 7 pound bass when he walked on the top of the water.
Instead, you had a 5 pound drum. I mean, 4 pound crappie.
No, I had a 4 pound crappie.
Hey, I caught
and he told me, hey, he told me, you know, you should put it in the cooler. That's perfect. I said, nope, they biting.
So what else is our goal? What's the next
one? I want to share my crappie story.
I thought you said you did.
I mean, it ain't three and a half. I got a good story. My dad, I always wanted a mount of fish, so my dad took me crappie fishing. He said, if you catch one over 2 pounds, we'll mount it. And I caught 6 of them that were all 2.5 pounds.
So where'd y'all go?
Yeah, that's pretty nice.
You mounted
all? Oh, it was a good night. But that night, and we mounted one of them. It's still in my room at my parents' house. Yeah. Which
they two and a half?
Two and a half. So that's
two and a half big. But
I was
big
about
crappie.
10.
But that's not just any crappie. That's a black crappie.
Mine's black crappie.
Pretty.
Out of Caney Lake.
Pretty.
And then biggest deer, I'll go first because I'm smallest for sure. 128 inches.
Yeah, 154.
That
one from 2 years ago.
Yeah.
That 8 point.
That's
154.
Yeah.
Oh, we got a tie over there. All right, winner.
Mine was 200 and something.
It was.
In Texas.
He shot a box of bullets to get him, but my God, he got him.
I didn't shoot a box, but I did have to shoot him 5 times.
Oh, boy. All right, next question.
Well, Johnny D, what you got?
There you go.
Oh, no, I actually got something I want to do this one, and I've lost.
What did I tell you about that bail a while ago?
Hold on. What just happened?
You hit it again.
Did you touch my computer?
No, I ain't touch your. Hey, I'm sitting next to it. It's liable to run amok.
He X'd out of it.
Hold on. I had the Bible verse already.
You had it already in it.
You had one job, Sean.
All right. Hey, I'm right there. It's in Leviticus. I know that much.
Leviticus. Old Testament,
I'm pretty
boy.
Sure. Leviticus 3. We're going to guess at this.
Old Testament.
Leviticus 3:22. Was it? It is. Oh, look at me. All right. Nope. Lamentations. That was close enough. Lamentations 3:22 and 23.
You had a 50-50 chance.
Yeah, I was.
They
I
both
had
started
it
with
up.
An L.
So, Lamentation. Hey.
Of course, so does Luke.
Lamentations.
Si's already, you know, made a plug for a faithful God, so we're going with that. Lamentations 3:22 and 23. Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. And now I want you to do something. If you've listened for an hour, go click on YouTube or Spotify or wherever you're listening. Go to Maverick City Music and listen to the song Promises. And it's going to blow your mind. But anyway, great is thy faithfulness. How's that one? 50 years of marriage?
That was good enough. Yep. That was a good one.
I'm ready to party with you on Saturday night.
Let's do it.
All right. We're out.